All right, everybody, welcome back to
the greatest podcast ever. So we are your hosts, D-Train and D-Train.
Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd.
You gotta listen to one or two.
It was just classic.
I shit my pants.
Real nice, thick,
dark, the way I like it.
Is your ass hurt the next day?
Fuck no, man. My ass is made of fucking steel. Steel.
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the greatest podcast ever from a Chevy Cobalt. It is the Carpooling Podcast. We are your hosts,
D-Train
and Christopher Lloyd.
With a new haircut.
New haircut.
Looking sharp.
Styling.
I'm styling. You guys can't see that, but...
It looks much better.
The girls are looking over from the cars left and right just to get a peek.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was like, man, you look way better with short hair.
I'm you get a raise,
I know, right? Said. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. It's a new year. Maybe the haircut means more money.
I think so.
Yeah, who knows? I won't find out till the 15th.
All right. We were discussing foreskins.
Yeah, foreskins. Derek says that in his... readings,
yes,
of the interweb, it is well, okay, what is it, what okay. Is it, let's just start over. Okay, all Derek, right. Start with what you were saying.
In Toronto, I don't know, we have Now magazines. The last five pages are all prostitutes advertising themselves, and the first couple pages are transsexual prostitutes. I guess that's a big apparently those make the most, like, that's really sought after,
right?
Transsexuals. So, whenever I'm reading it, they advertise, 8 inches uncut, or like,
right.
They want the big dick.
Right.
But I was telling him, because today I saw a transsexual that looked like a beautiful woman, but was wearing TNA pants and had a huge, like, huge dick flopping side to side as they were walking. So I said to myself, even if I was dating a transsexual woman... I wouldn't want them to have a bigger dick than me,
right?
Because I would feel
inferior.
Know, yeah, but then Chris said that's a straight man's perspective. If you were a homosexual, you would want them to have a big dick, probably. And I said, you're right, because in these magazines, they're bragging about their 8-inch uncut dick,
right?
And we got on the topic of the uncut factor.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's where we're at.
Yeah. So you were saying that everybody. Likes the uncut dick.
Yeah, it seems like they brag about that fact.
In the gay
in
area.
In the magazines.
The gay
like,
area.
I'm uncut. Like,
yeah.
Like, untampered with, you know?
Right.
It seems to be a positive thing in the gay community based on my readings of a Now magazine.
Right. Well, I know... Okay, that could be true with the gay, but I've also heard from gay people's mouths, like from podcasts, they hate. Like, there's certain ones that hate it. And they only want cut penis.
Really?
Yeah, they think it's gross.
Why did they say?
He just said it looks unpleasing. Like he doesn't
want
to go suck it.
Or something?
Yeah, he just, like, he sees a normal cut dick, he wants to go suck it, he said.
Okay.
Where if he sees a circumcised dick, you know, he says it's gross and floppy looking.
Once it's hard, though, can you even tell?
Well, see, this is the thing. With me personally, like, the skin goes back.
Right.
But... there are some people who the skin never goes back, even if they're hard.
Oh, well,
so it doesn't
do
look
do
like a,
then?
A lot of them, that's the reason why they get circumcised when they're older.
So even an erect, it's still covered?
Yeah, some people, yeah. And I'm not going to name names, but there's an example of somebody who I think, I don't know for a fact, but something happened because it was too tight and it couldn't go down. He couldn't have kids.
No way.
Yeah, so he had to get circumcised.
Wow.
Yeah.
My friends, when he was 23, got circumcised.
Yeah.
And he said sex has been painful ever since.
Yeah, now that sucks.
Yeah.
Just so that you could be, like, part of the herd.
Yeah.
Of, like, the old herd. It's not so much anymore.
No, now it's, like, I don't even know.
Now it's, like, just the Jewish, pretty much. And then, like, occasionally the old people who still think that, like, an uncircumcised dick, like, is dirty and... can't be clean. It's like, dude, like, it's called hygiene.
It's fucking like 2016.
Yeah, like you can clean it.
It's so natural to me because I was circumcised at, like, I guess when I was one or whenever they do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's just so normal to me that I don't even know that it's not supposed to be like that.
Yeah, well, that's probably the only way it should be done.
Yeah.
Unless, like, you have to get it done when you're older.
But have you heard, or, like, my granddad had it done when he was in his 80s for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
He needed it, doctor said. So, I mean, he never said anything.
Yeah, but he probably wasn't getting much sex or beaten off or anything, right?
Right,
so, like, his sex game was already probably down.
Yeah.
Where, like, a 23-year-old was like, man, I had sex without a condom and it felt so good when that... And now, like, I don't know how good it would feel.
Yeah,
because I've done tests and tried to, like, keep my foreskin back for, like, weeks on end. And
how?
It gets, like, desensitized. Like, I just make sure it comes, like, if it folds back, I stick my hands in my pants and bring it back up. And it definitely gets desensitized.
Yeah, they said we have 33% less sensation than you.
Yeah.
So I'm not enjoying sex like you.
Right.
But maybe.
You last longer.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because the ladies it's love constant.
It. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, the question I always wanted to ask, if you're circumcised, do you have to beat off with moisturizer or can you go dry?
No, there's enough.
There's enough.
There's enough skin still
there. You can go
there.
Dry. Okay.
Yeah.
But it could be different for other people, right?
Yeah. I just had a good doctor.
Right.
You could get it. I've heard some guys, it's real tight.
Yeah.
When the dick gets hard, so tight, it's like fucked up. Well, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, but there is a procedure, and this is totally weird. Because I read about this years ago, you can re-get your foreskin. A lot of guys are pissed off that their fucking parents did that to them. Now there's a thing, it actually involves hanging weights from your dick while you're at work for hours. And it works. I've seen it. They clip these things on, it stretches the skin enough where you now have your foreskin back.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then it must sensitize.
Well, yeah, if it was covered again.
Like, yeah.
Okay, is the skin of... That must be different skin. Like, the skin on my head is the same skin in the shaft almost because everything's exposed constantly.
Yeah.
If you pull back the skin, is that skin soft like a nipple on a guy that is covered? Is it soft skin?
It's like, I don't know. It's like hard to explain. Like, if I pull it back, it's always connected. Like okay, a circumcised penis, like, it's all just one skin thing. But, like, on the foreskin, it's, like, over it. So it's always connected. You know what I mean? So one thing I never understood, sorry, before we go on that, is when you get circumcised, like, what happens? Like, they chop it off and you have to, like, re-sew it?
Yeah.
That must be what it is, right?
Yeah, they have to. They cut a bit off and just sew it back.
Yeah, it has to be it.
Yeah. But how easily would that be for a kid to get an infection or something and his dick's fucked forever?
Yeah, like, no, it's risky.
I know. Now it's like, see, me, it wasn't even up until like 2-3 years ago. It was never a thought in my head that if I had a boy, I would do that immediately.
Yeah.
Just because that was what I did.
Yeah.
But now that I'm reading and learning, I'm like, why would I do that?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Because I, at the same time, I want him to look like me, right?
Right, right.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a hard thing for sure. And you can only really decide on it when it happens.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I've expressed my opinion on it on the show, but whatever. I'm against it.
Right. Of course.
But, like, if the guy wants to get it done, like, he can, he can get it done when he's older. Unless there's like a reason, the doctor's like, man, you should really get this done because of say such and such, whatever reason it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, if the doctor says.
Yeah. And then you got to do it. Right.
Yeah.
But, I get scared, man, because, like, sometimes they botch it, man.
I know.
You know? And then the kid has to turn it into a girl or...
Yeah, that worked well for
that
guy.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, who knows?
Yeah. And then the ones that die and the ones that get herpes and it's just like, God damn, man.
Is it really worth it? Like, it's like female genital mutilation.
Yeah.
It's like fucking outlawed. It's so barbaric and fucked, non-necessary.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, same with us, I guess.
Yeah, I mean... I guess there's still people that do it, and there's still girls who, like, I've met both who like, sorry guys, the fucking feedback. I've met girls who are both for it and against it, who like both. Like, one likes to be only circumcised guy, and one only likes, like, uncircumcised guys.
Well, it's probably, like, a experience thing.
Yeah.
Like, because I know a lot of older women I talk to that are, like, I guess now they're, like, 60 and shit. They like chest hair on a man and stuff.
Right.
I have never talked to a fucking girl that likes chest hair on a man.
Yeah.
But if you talk to an older lady, She's think all about it's like fucking Rock Hudson
or yeah.
Miami Vice or something.
Yeah.
They love it.
Well, it's definitely like our times with like Bieber and shit. They shave their chest
true,
bleach that, or well, bleach it and wax it. So all the ladies are like, damn, no hair.
Yeah, yeah.
No hair, don't care. Wait, that doesn't work that way.
There's a lot of chicks now, this whole movement about the armpit hair.
Right.
I don't know.
That don't shave it.
Yeah.
What and do you think about
the
that?
The main one leading it is that chick that played in the Fast and the Furious movie. She's always like a hard
Michelle Rodriguez?
Chick. Yeah. She's like
bitch.
Championing
the cause. She's a lesbian,
cause. Oh, I don't know.
I think she was... I thought she was a lesbian.
It's,
maybe she was
sense.
Bisexual. But I think she... one of them, anyways.
Yeah. Well,
one of them. She's either straight or a lesbian.
Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah, one of the two. Maybe bisexual.
Or that one.
Yeah. But then, like, I thought she was a lesbian. But then I also... You know Zac Efron? That handsome fella? Who played in like High School
him.
Musical
I tell
and shit?
What he looks like.
You ever seen the movie Neighbors with
no.
Seth Rogen?
It's on Netflix though, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, I think I watched it on Netflix.
Is it good?
Yeah, I laughed at it.
All right.
High School Musical. You don't remember that?
Never seen any of those.
You don't remember commercials and shit?
Don't have.
Yeah. No, okay. Yeah, they're old though. Like they're really old. Those movies.
No. I know. I hear about them in the news all the time. I've never looked at a picture.
Anyways, he's a handsome guy.
All right.
Like, and he's pretty built. Like, you know, he's tough looking.
Really?
Yeah, like he's
a
muscular.
Disney guy.
Yeah, when he was younger. Now he's like, you know, kind of like a sex symbol for the ladies.
Like Bieber?
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
So anyways, there was like, she was a lesbian, and I remember I was reading that, and then like, there was like this site I went on called What Would Tyler Durden Do? And it was like a tabloid kind of thing of movie stars and famous people, but for men. So it'd be like titties and like girls, and then like the guy making fun of the people on it.
And
Zac Efron was on her boat, just them two. And it was like, well, what is he doing on there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why would they just be hanging out in the middle of the ocean?
No, they're fucking.
Exactly, right? And then I was like, I thought she was a lesbian.
You know what I heard the craziest shit? Something like that. Obviously, this is a fucked up question to ask. That whole, Kardashian family, you
right.
fucking
yeah.
read anything or follow any of that?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Do you know the one that was married to the white guy?
Okay, well, I don't quite know all that stuff.
The girl who's like not...
There's Khloe, and then there's Kim, and then the younger ones, isn't it? The two younger ones?
Not the one that's with Lamar.
Okay, that's Khloe.
And not the other one, Kim.
Yeah, okay, so the other one.
She's like a woman, right, an adult, with kids. She's fucking Justin Bieber.
I thought there was only four of them, and then one boy. I thought there was five. Like, I thought there was the two, like, underage ones.
The three ones, like, the three sisters.
Right. No, yeah. There's, like, five of them, I thought. There was, like, the super young ones, but who are, like, 18
now. Oh,
yeah,
now. Those two. Those are, that makes five, yeah.
And then there was, like, a brother.
I'm talking about the adult one.
I don't know. I only knew the two of them. The two girls.
No, there's three adult ones.
Okay.
And one, you know,
that's where I'm confused.
She's with that guy Scott Disick or whatever. Something like that.
All right. Anyways,
she's an adult woman, and she apparently rumored to be
banging
Bieber. Yeah, but I don't know much about it. So
that family's fucked up, man. Anything that I could see them concocting that just to get back in the news.
Oh yeah, of course.
Or people talking like they literally like if she's married with kids, she goes to the husband and like, listen, the family needs back into the news.
Oh, 100%.
Bieber wants to fuck me. Why don't I go and then take some pictures after?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like they got a divorce or whatever, and the husband's on some station calling it an immature fling she's having.
Right, right.
Like, so, whatever.
Being jealous.
Yeah, even though like she's like his mom's age.
Well, God, I wouldn't even, what do you expect, man? Like, I mean, I know it's just recently, the last like, you know, few years that they skyrocketed, but, you know, what do you expect getting in? Like, you must have known those people were crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Before they were in the public's eye, like... I know that the dad was, you know, he was an Olympic gold medalist, but, you know, there wasn't really much stories on them until, like, she banged that fucking Ray J guy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they have a TV show.
Yeah.
So you would think somewhere on that line that they're crazy.
She fucked her way to the top. Like, not to the top, but, like, started with Ray J and now it's Kanye.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So that's a pretty...
That's a good
improvement.
Jump. Much better rapper.
Decent beer, that.
Yeah, yeah, I like that stuff, too. Creemore Springs, shout out. Free advertising, baby.
Word.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know that stories. But it makes sense. Like, Bieber, why wouldn't he fuck anything,
he would,
you know?
And she's the better looking of the three.
She's the best.
Yeah, like, if you don't really other notice than the younger of the ones. Makeup. Oh, fuck. Jessica, my woman used to watch that fucking show.
Which one?
The Kardashians? Or something. Okay. And as soon as I saw those two little girls when they were like 15, I said, oh, fuck.
They're going to be hot.
No, not that. Just they're going to exploit these fucking girls. As soon as they turn 18,
yeah.
It's over.
They're in porno, everything.
Or whatever. They can get their filthy hands into
it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you had to expect it, especially on the TV shows.
Yeah, like, oh, these two are magically in the show. You're not trying to, like, start them off, are
you? Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, like, oh, and then that fucking other rich idiot, that Jaden Smith, he's the face of Louis Vuitton's women's line now of clothes.
Who, Will Smith's son?
Yeah.
He's the face of women's clothes?
Yes.
Whoa.
And he's in the magazine in a dress, and it's just so contrived. It's like, you're trying so hard.
He's in a dress?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's their new whatever, like, for the women. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just to get people talking.
Right. Like, yeah.
It's just so fake and contrived.
Well, he has to do something, man. Yeah. He can't act.
No. Though I want to see that movie still for some reason.
Which one?
The Karate Kid. Never seen
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one's supposed to be pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to do a fairly good job on it.
And then it went downhill.
Yeah. Well, M. Night Shyamalan is not the best director with characters anyways to get them to speak dialogue or writing dialogue, sorry. So you can say maybe a little bit of both on that.
They're I guess at Hateful Eight's underperforming.
Yeah. It went down. Yeah.
Because I thought that'd be great.
Yeah. I talked to people who've seen it, like my friends, and they said that they loved it.
Yeah, I would think that.
Yeah.
I just mean people aren't going to the show. I guess because he did that whole 70mm. No one knows what the fuck's going on. Can you go see the show?
Yeah.
Can you not? Like,
but it also got leaked. Like, it came out, like, the screener for the Academy got leaked. So, like, people are just like, meh, I'll just watch it.
And like, the script got leaked earlier.
Yeah.
I guess you can't really
compare. A lot of problems with that.
Hopefully he makes enough money where he's not totally...
I'm sure he'll make his money back.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know how much millions he had in that movie, but Tarantino's movies usually aren't that high budget, I don't think.
The thing with him is his movies are good later. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, look at Jackie Brown.
Yeah.
Everybody hated that.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. You can go watch... If I go watching Glorious Bastards or any of those movies, they're fucking great. Pulp Fiction. Like, they stand the test of time.
Yeah. Every one of his movies. I think the two that did the worst was the double feature one. The one in the car. Do you remember that one? Bulletproof?
Never seen those ones.
And Jackie Brown. And now, like at the time, everybody hated Jackie Brown. One, because it came out after Pulp Fiction, so the standard was high. And two, they didn't understand it. Now it's considered a great movie.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining if people are hating on The Hateful Eight, like you said, in a few years, it'll be awesome again.
Oh, I don't think... I didn't mean like that, people hating. I just mean people aren't getting out of their asses and going to see it.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't heard anything negative.
Yeah.
But except for that one radio guy.
Yeah. Well, it was just the 70 mil was out first, and then it's going to be out on digital. So, like, it'll be in all the theaters. And it's out now in all the theaters.
Right.
So that was the whole thing. And coming out at Christmas time, you know, that's a little tough. Like, he should come out... I'm sure he wanted to come out, like, Star Wars time. But it was like, yo, Star Wars is out.
Exactly.
You can't come out on Star Wars.
And a lot of families can't afford to go and see two movies.
Yeah.
And they're going to see Star Wars.
They're going to see Star Wars.
Yeah.
For sure.
So. But what's that movie? Is it one of his where it's like this? It might be one of the two featurettes you just talked about in his double. I don't know. It might be a totally different movie. Did you ever see the movie where it starts off like Mad Max, where it's just like Road Warrior, blow him up, like in a post-apocalyptic wasteland? But if you go far enough, like into the country, it turns into like 14th century castles and knights and complete like it's like fucking the Knights of the Round Table.
Right.
Like, because that side of the world decided instead of whatever going crazy post-apocalypse, they just reverted back to the technology they could still make.
Right.
And it's like, and you never expect it. Like, the girl like opens a door or goes past a wall and she's like instantly transported back to like 1400s.
Really? Eh?
You ever seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I thought it was one of those two.
No. The other one was Bulletproof.
Doomsday, maybe.
No, maybe not Bulletproof. Doomsday. That's what you think it is?
Something like that.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
We can discuss more.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Never really got a chance to see it. One of those ones where I got bits of it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, it was real cool.
Check it out for sure.
Like all these cars and guns and everything, all of a sudden there's like a knight riding on a horse and all this, it's all silent. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
A Knight's Tale?
No, that was a great movie. I've watched that 100 times.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, he was underrated, and then he was fully rated as an actor, that Heath Ledger.
Yeah. What was he fully rated at, would we say?
I would say...
By what time was he respected as what he had?
Probably the Game movie.
Oh, yeah. That was a big one.
That was probably, you know, a big turning point to play that character.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've never seen it.
Me
but
neither.
People who've seen it that are straight or whatever, like, they said, like, it, you know, it's a pretty good movie.
Just two ranchers that secretly love each other or something?
Yeah. Yeah, and just, like, you know, their secret life. They both have families and
but
they
only once a
are
year,
gay.
Right?
Yeah. That's and then you know, and to have sex with a man on screen. That'd be tough, I think.
Is he the guy in front or the guy?
Yeah, he spits on his dick. Jake Gyllenhaal takes it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, obviously they don't show it. But they do show, my buddy told me that it shows him spitting on his hand and then like putting his hand by his dick. So, anybody who's seen it, I mean, they say it's a pretty good movie. Eventually, I'll watch it.
Yeah,
it's just,
we better
you know,
watch that
one of these times, like, I guess if it's on, like, if it's on Netflix or something, I'll probably watch it. But I'm not going out of my way to watch it. I have way more movies to watch.
Well,
but
you
then,
got a list, do you?
And then, but, I mean, Joker, like, that was unheard of what
oh,
he did with the Joker,
yes.
Right? You know, he, like, locked himself in a hotel for, like, weeks on end.
Did he really?
Trying to perfect the Joker. Like, and he even, like, the whole time he was in the hotel, he was, like, the Joker. So he was, like, writing a diary and shit what the Joker was thinking. And, like, you can read it.
Oh, really?
It's published now,
oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
And you can go read what, like, the Joker was going through. So it's kind of cool, man.
Did you see the actor he modeled it after? It's an old black and white interview with a guy doing, like, a talk show interview with a host like Johnny Carson or something.
Right.
And he modeled it and you're like, wow, he did.
Yeah.
But he admitted, he's like, this is
yeah.
where I got my inspiration.
Yeah,
not,
yeah.
Like weird. But yeah, it's like, holy fuck, it's like exactly.
Cool.
You should watch that if you can find it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, very quirky mannerism shit.
Yeah.
He took it, made it his own and
yeah.
added the Joker to
it. Yeah, that's that was a tough spot to be in, you know.
It seems like everyone who does Joker is pretty successful.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like,
yeah.
You have someone to live up to,
yeah.
and they all seem to have done it.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Killed it.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
he still
Nicholson
kills it.
Kills it.
Yeah. The first guy, I forget his name, but on the TV show,
yeah,
he did
he
a good
was
job.
Good, too.
Yeah.
Maybe, and I bet this other guy, you know, I think he looks stupid.
Jared Leto.
I think he might, that might work, too.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
Pretty boy, man bun.
What's that?
He wears like a man bun.
Oh, I
his hair's
that.
Long and wears it up. I was gonna ask you what you think about
no,
that.
I fucking hate it.
The man bun.
It's always like, sometimes when I used to work at places that were bad, it's always the toughest fucking guy will come in with a bun, and you just feel like saying, "Dude, you can't pull it off." Even if you're tough, like I just think it looks stupid.
What about like the Asian thing? You know, like the little like it's not. I guess it's still considered a bun, but it's like you know how Asians have like the straight hair.
Yeah.
And it's like. It's up in like kind of like a ponytail thing,
but it just
but they're like
short,
a fucking
right?
master. Yeah, it's like a little tiny one.
Yeah, I don't like the bun. I don't
yeah.
like buns on men or women.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a funny King of Queens episode like that where Carrie's wearing the bun. It's hilarious.
See, I didn't mind the bun. Like sometimes when they had like the chopsticks in there or like
I like
the
pencil.
Yeah,
the geisha girl with the chopstick in the bun. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah. But that's only for sex. You just got to be dressed up.
Yeah, if I'm taking her in public, out with the hair.
Go fucking do that. But what happened? Like, it must be tough to have hair that long. You know, you got to give them some credit. Like, if they, like, okay, if you and I are like, ah, oh, fuck, I forgot to pick up fucking beer or I forgot to get food. I just go out.
Yeah.
Like, even if I haven't showered in 3 days.
Yeah. So
where,
that's what they do, right?
Yeah, you know, that's why they would use it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a cop out, man.
Yeah. Oh, well. What are you gonna do?
I watched a really old documentary on like the geisha, like how it all worked and whatever. And they went over to wherever the fuck it is, either China or Japan, I can't remember, and interviewed really, really old people about how it used to be and this and that. And the people that passed on tradition in that, they said that like the businessmen would pay, like the geisha had to be, it wasn't like a prostitute, it was like really, they're really educated women that could talk, and the businessmen would go there and have conversations with them. It was a social thing.
Right.
And they said that rarely would the geisha sleep with the man, but if she did, the wife considered it an honor.
Oh.
Like, because she was so intelligent and whatever. Like, if the husband could somehow actually charm his way to get sex,
yeah,
then it was like an honor.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was weird.
And then it turned to sex.
Now it's just fucking...
just strictly prostitution.
Yeah, but before it was honorable and like...
Well, that's where like the... obviously where the Japanese... like you hear about going to the strip clubs, they to hang out with the girls. That's where it came from, right?
I guess.
Must have, right? Because, you know, you just pay for their time to hang out with.
Yeah, that's weird. Brand new brakes. They're not broken in yet.
Okay.
I hope.
Like, I was like, fuck, man. That's what it was doing to me.
I
didn't tell you. 1K.
Shut up.
All four of them were done. Rotors and everything. Dude. No warning at all.
Got whammed like I did.
I know, man.
So, it was 1540. You got off light.
He's like, yeah, like, sorry to get off topic, guys, but I want to tell Derek about this.
Yes.
The Dodge Caravan is notorious for eating up brakes and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you that. So now I'm just like, I'm going to have to, you know how brakes usually last, like, what are they? Like, the pads are like 20,000 or maybe even more. You know, like, how often do you do brakes? Can you remember?
No.
Every couple of years? Couple of years or something? So anyways, like, he says it's so notorious that they put it under their warranty for the Dodge Caravans, if you had warranty. So, like, we're going to have to bring it in all the time because they're notorious for fucking up and they're notorious for not giving you any warning.
Oh, what? So you have a warranty?
No, I don't have a warranty.
Oh.
Because I bought a used. Like, if I bought a brand new...
So you're out of pocket a grand?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Whatever. Like, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Like, that happens, but I just mean, like, the fact that there's no warning. Like, when we're driving in here, we'll get a little warning if you need to do that shit. On there, never, he says. He says vans come in all the time, and it's the same thing all the time. Rotors and pads.
And that's a legit guy, like, not like a Canadian Tire that wants to rip you off.
Yeah.
Hey, shit, so.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man, because, like, I brought in, like, he got my business, but I brought it in, and, like, it was squeaking. And he could have just said, yeah, you need a new pads. He's like, no, they're brand new. And he charged me like 10 or 20 bucks
to look at them. Yeah.
You know, that's pretty legit.
I got charged 59 just for them to look at.
Yeah. You know, that's a lot.
Fucking ass. Look at this jerk.
I know, right?
Anyway.
So I was talking to my dad about that, like going to Canadian Tire. There was a story that happened to my older brother, Nathan. Okay, so my brother Nathan, something was up with his vehicle back in the day, and he brought it to Canadian Tire, and they're like, yeah, it needs a new water pump, $1,500. And he was like, you know, he's a young guy, like, say, 19, doesn't know shit about vehicles. He's like, I'm going to get a second opinion somewhere else. He goes somewhere else, he brings it into, like, a guy that I brought my van into, and he was like, yeah, they say I need a new water pump. And he's like, who told you that? He's like, Canadian Tire. He's like, man, there's no computer or anything in the world that can tell you need a new pump. And what it was apparently like somebody forgot to tighten a screw.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I mean?
I hate it, man. What do you do, though?
Yeah, but what I was transitioning into is a lot of mechanics now are going to be on or are already on a commission base. So the more they fucking sell... the more money 100%. They make. So, like, you can't go anywhere now. Like, you can't go to those places now.
No, never.
Because, like, that's the only way they're making money. So, everything's wrong.
I was in a Midas, or my mom was, because I grew up with a kid whose parents owned a Midas. And so, they kind of acted like they knew me, even though me and the kid weren't friends at all.
Yeah.
Like, we're totally different sides of the track. But I guess the parents didn't realize that and just figured whatever. So, she became friends with my mom. And they became friends, and my mom would be there sometimes and no one else was around, and a mechanic would come into the little foyer area and say to the woman, oh, there's nothing wrong with this van. And the lady would scowl at him and go, are you sure there's nothing wrong with it? Literally in front of my mom.
Yeah.
Like, and I was just like, mom, you take your car here. They're fucking you too.
Yeah.
And they were.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh,
I know. Like, we're like, we don't know shit about vehicles, so we don't know. And you can't risk shit like that. But, like, it's like, okay, either you don't need to get it replaced now, but say in fucking 25,000 kilometers you do. So why are you telling me to replace it now and instead of 25,000? You know what I mean? Why do you say we should do it now when technically it could go away? And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Little things like that. It fucking pisses me off, man.
Yeah, like this, putting the 1,500 into this car, I can't even fucking recoup my money in it probably.
Nah. Like, you get another couple of years.
That's right. The only way I can win is if I, let's say I was paying $200 a month for this car on payments. I think either this month, next month, like at some point it's over and it's coming up real quick.
Right.
But I've spent $1,500. So you do the math, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13. Like, I have to get 8 months of it without it breaking and without me paying to it be worth even having this car.
You could do it. If your payments are almost up, like, months away, it could be done for sure.
Right. So let's say I don't have to put any more money in this and I get 8 months of no payments.
Yeah.
Then I'm breaking even.
Yeah.
Anything after that is a bonus.
You'll get a couple of years, I'm saying.
Yeah, I hope. But what if I just get nickeled and dime again?
Well, actually, then you got to make a decision, right?
Because I just put 4 fucking brand new tires on.
Yeah.
So I'm actually, I need about a year.
Yeah.
To break even.
But you can also resell it. Like, if you don't trade it in with the dealership and sell it on your own, you can probably get, like, $1,500 no problem.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
No matter, but like, what's the problem.
$1,500, though.
Yeah, but that recoups that cost.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, no, maybe more. I don't know. Like, you could probably get $2,000. Who knows?
Well, that's the thing. I could probably get... I would sell this car for at least 4 or something, but the fucking... The door handles are fucked and shit. Like, I don't know.
No, but I just mean, like, quick sale.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to get rid of or whatever.
My
like
buddy,
you make the money back, at least the $1,500, and obviously more, but I'm just saying.
He just met this guy that was like getting rid of his Jeep because he bought a new one. I guess he's doing pretty well because the old Jeep is fucking better than any Jeep I would have. But he bought a newer Jeep. He goes to my buddy, I want to get rid of it. He goes, I'll give you $2,000 for it. He goes, okay. My buddy has a fucking, the tires are worth more than that on this Jeep.
Yeah.
He got one for $2,000 and he's like, just right place, right time, man.
Nice.
So
that's cool.
He told me to give it to me because of this car. Like, he'd say, I'm like, I can't drive a Jeep in the winter. It's like it's one of those open ones.
Yeah.
So yeah,
you can still do it.
I
would. A little chilly.
Yeah.
A little chilly.
I'm not that guy. I'm not the Jeep guy. Otherwise, I would.
Yeah. No, yeah. Jeeps are cool, man. But they're hogs, right? I don't know about the newer ones, but the older ones are hogs.
Yeah.
So. I used to go I didn't used to go all the time, but I've gone a few times, like mudding or whatever.
Okay.
Where you go through, like, all the swamps and mud and shit with Jeeps.
Never done it.
And, like, you know, you get those ones with, like, snorkels, so you can go, like, almost, like, right submerged in water and keep going.
Holy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And then my buddy who had, like, a stock Jeep, he's like, I can do this. Well, we were doing it, and now he had to get towed.
Oh, yeah? Out of the mud?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was stuck. Shit. It was funny. But, I mean, if it's almost monthly payments are already almost gone, I think you can get the money back.
I hope.
I'm going to say yeah.
That's all I'm going to do. Try to get a year.
Yeah, I'd say you will. God, that's fucking... Sorry, guys. I still can't figure out why that feedback comes in there. It's not like a normal feedback. It's like a... Ding! I don't even know if you guys can hear it.
Like...
Ding!
They hear
you
that.
You can hear it. Yeah, you can hear that. If you hear a sound like that, tweet me, Carpooling Pod. Tell me so I know that... Something I already know. Yeah, whatever. All right. Anyways, we'll be back after these messages. All right. We're back. No commercial today because At Was Life didn't send me a new commercial.
What are they like?
Who, the commercials?
Yeah.
I don't know. He just does fancy things.
What?
He was talking about Dodge trucks.
Stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Because I gave him a bunch of equipment. Well, I had a bunch of equipment. I gave him a microphone. So we could do some shows together, and we still haven't done it because, you know, it's hard to get like time together, like whenever he's not busy.
Yeah.
Most of the time I'm busy or I'm fucking tired as fuck because I got 3 kids.
Yes. That's understandable.
Yeah. So the bonus thing about us doing this is because we're doing this anyways.
Exactly.
And we'd be talking about the same shit anyways.
As we do in the morning.
Yeah. Well, the morning's a little... Actually, we haven't been too bad in the morning.
No, like today would have been
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
But hit and miss.
Yeah, you never know. Like, if you had some drinks or if I was up all night or... You know.
Yeah, actually, that's probably why I've been sober. Yeah. That's why I've been chatting.
That's all that good. That's all that good. So explain, what happened?
With?
Nobody knows with Sober Derek.
Oh, no, I just had a New Year's resolution. I don't know, just... I haven't decided just to quit drinking for a bit, save money, get healthy...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, really. So today's day 5 of no drinks when I get home. I usually like to have, I don't drink beer, but I usually like to pour a glass of liquor and just sip it while I'm doing what I do.
Right. Straight.
But no more.
You drink it straight?
Yeah. Well, I chase it back with whatever is at hand. I'm
right.
Not fussy. Like, it could be a fucking orange or anything. I'll just chase it with whatever I can get my hands.
Right, right. Yeah.
So.
Because you're a girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta chase it.
I think it's good because I don't want that liquor like sitting
smelling
in my esophagus and shit for too long. So it's good to get it down.
Get it down there.
Gut.
Yeah.
Otherwise you'll ruin your voice.
Right.
Right.
That's why the old women who sound funny, all raspy.
Yeah, everyone's like,
it's not from
smoker.
Smoking.
No, no.
It's from drinking.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Oh.
Yeah, but I was just reading on Twitter that the guidelines for the food, I don't know what it's called, the food people of the USA who made the food pyramid back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, they just released the guideline for the 2016 and what to eat and shit.
Is it 100 different?
And a glass of wine every day is on it.
Yeah.
A glass of red wine.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
They just did another huge thing of the, like, oh, it's just the same thing maybe I read it, but they're saying a beer a day keeps a doctor away or something.
Right.
It's a big article in the Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't the same thing, but yeah, that's beer would work too, I think. But I know the wine has like antitoxins in it, the red wine, anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll help out a little bit. Fuck, we passed it. It must be so backed up.
Oh, yeah. We got lucky. Oh, all right.
Shit's all smashy smashed.
Yeah, we'll get home in no time.
That's the risk of carpooling.
We both die,
and you guys get to hear it. That would be our highest rated episode.
Imagine that. We get in an actual car accident, it would be on recorded. Hey, you can get these dash cams for $80 that plug into your lighter thing and they just consecutively record 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes. And only $80. And you just, if something happens, you just slap it and it fucking
it'll
pauses
stop doing it.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yeah, that is good. You should get one of those.
I will try. If you find one to order online, let me know.
Oh, I'll find you one.
Yeah, cool.
For sure.
I'll pay for it.
Yeah, all right. I'll find it for you.
Nice.
No problemo, my fan.
You're
my
the internet man. Guy, man.
I am the internet guy. The problem, though, is if it's $80 US, it's like fucking double.
Oh, shit. Derek, don't play that.
Derek, don't play that shit. Chris, don't play that shit. But I was reading, and it was saying that our money's going to be down for a long time, and it might even get worse. So I had to fucking suck it up and buy a piece of equipment from the States for filming that I've been waiting. I was like, man, I could wait it out.
Right.
And maybe the money will go back up. I did a bunch of research and it's like, no dice. Get used to it. So I was like, might as well just buy it now.
You remember when our dollar was higher?
High as fuck.
It was higher than theirs.
I know. Wicked.
Yeah. We should have went traveling.
Yeah. Even when it's like 90 cents, I don't care.
Because
it's almost the same.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Horrible now.
Yeah, it's like 69 cents.
Going to...
68 cents.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was 75.
It might have went back up to 75.
No, that was before. Around to Vegas, it was
okay,
75.
Yeah, no. It's like, it just went down. It was like 69 yesterday when I checked.
Man, if I had American money, I would be buying so many Canadian dollars. It wouldn't even be funny.
Yeah. I mean...
Because it's going to go back up.
Eventually. But it said it's going to be down for a while.
Well, that's okay. 5 years even.
Oh, yeah. It'll go back up in 5 years. I thought you meant like maybe 5 months. And it could be 5 months. Who knows?
You could get... Okay, let's say it ever has a chance to get back to 100. If it's at 70 and you did five fucking... Or let's say like 3 years. Or let's say five. Okay. Is a 30% return on your investment good over a 5-year period? I think it is.
For doing nothing?
Yeah, I think it is.
If it doesn't hurt you
man.
At all?
Yeah,
fuck,
but you,
man.
Yeah.
A $10 return on investment for buying something
no,
and
but,
then selling it?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, but you have to do time, too, and money. You have to factor it.
Yeah, okay, but say you're a millionaire, it doesn't fucking matter.
Oh, yeah, you're just sitting in the bank anyway.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but you have to, no, because, okay, if you have, like, $1 million, aren't you, isn't your interest more than, like, if you were compounding it, wouldn't it be more than, like, right now a tax-free saving account is giving us, like, 3%.
Yeah.
Right? Interest.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. So,
yeah. But you can only put a certain amount of money in those.
Right.
Millionaires get taxed pretty hard, but it just basically, like, their like whatever they make on interest in their accounts, like, it just pays for that shit.
Yeah, true, true.
Like, a smart millionaire just uses his interest money, right?
Yeah.
For his shit.
And they can't lose, because let's say it is at 69 or 65, whatever. It's not going to go much lower than that. So even
remember when the euro was down? It might be back up now, but it was down, like, for a fucking long time.
Oh, yeah.
Real low.
Shit. Because I would say, like, even if in 3 years it was still where it's at, he would break even. Just, he wouldn't lose necessarily unless it went down. But if it's already at a historic low, you know.
It's a low of, like, 11 years or some shit. So I guess it's been down this low before.
Yeah. I wonder why. Did they say why?
Nah. I don't know. I didn't read about that shit. I'm sure it does somewhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't really, like, interest me why and shit. Like, yeah. I'm just sad that it's not down there. That it's down so low. Because that, like, a lot of stuff you can only get in the States, and me being the computer guy, full circle, see what I did?
Yeah.
You know, I gotta get a lot of shit from the States.
Yeah, you're a buyer, man.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm a seller.
You
it's
sell
cool
too?
When you sell shit, man, to the States. Like, I sold some guy gave me, like, $1,000 for an old camera.
No way.
Yeah, but anyways, and that was U.S. So then when it came across, it was like 1,500 bones.
What?
I know. Actually, it probably wasn't that much. It was probably more like 1,300 because, like, the money wasn't super low at that time as it is now. But so if you could sell shit to the States, it's worth
it. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Export is going great. Import shit.
Yeah.
Ah.
Like, if you sell your NES collection to the States.
I would never.
I know. I'm just saying.
I wonder what I would get.
I don't know.
I roughly estimated $4,000 once.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, piecing them off at, like, $5-$10 a piece. Just because there were so many of them.
Right.
I figured that. But if I were to do it one at a time for face value, it'd probably be more.
Takes so long.
Yeah.
So long.
Matt did that, eh? He had a collection my size.
Yeah, and he sold it all?
Yeah, he sold it all.
Fuck.
I think he got, like, $1,500 because he was just, like, in a hurry.
Yeah, yeah. Giving deals to people and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it was easy. Like, some guy bought the lot.
Damn, I wish I knew you guys.
Fuck. Then. I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm sure he had at least 100 that I didn't.
Yeah.
Because he would buy the sports titles where I wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
At the time, I didn't want any sports titles.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You can get sports titles really easy.
That's
now.
Why I didn't want them.
Yeah.
Because I knew they weren't rare.
Like, you could still go to that pawn shop that I've gone many times. I haven't been there in a long time. I should check it out again. But they have, you know, dollar sports games.
Really?
Like, NES dollar sport games. So, like, you got, like, $20, you can get, you know, 15 games probably, no problem.
Yeah, I'm going to have to print out a list of all the games again and then use a highlighter to go over the one. I tried to give you Blaster Master. I fucking know I own that. Where
I wanted
is
to
it?
Play that shit.
Where is it?
I don't know, man.
Me neither.
It's in the collection somewhere.
Yeah, it must be. I'm just blind.
You
do you know what
it.
The little thing looks like, just to make it easier?
I think it's blue. And
yeah,
I think it's a little it's, guy on it.
No, I mean just the tip one. The,
yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I think it's blue. I'm not sure. Maybe it's
blue. I think it is blue with a bit of red writing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
like, not really red, but, like, kind of bubbled brownie red.
Yeah.
If I remember, I'd have to check.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway. So you're talking about selling. 2.0 has a camera on Kijiji that he's trying to sell.
Uh-huh.
And he's trying to get $350 for the longest time. And he actually checked the shutter count on it. He did everything. I don't know, couldn't tell you what kind it is.
Uh-huh.
But now someone finally messaged him to give him $200, and he's willing to accept it, man.
Wow. Like, Kijiji's stupid, man. Everybody lowballs on Kijiji.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'll do it. Because, like, you never know. Like, you could be, like, somebody could be trying to sell something, and, you know, you could just give them a price, and they might say, yeah, you never know. But usually how it would go is, like, you fucking mingle back and forth and say, no, I'll only give you this, like, you take a couple dollars off, like $20, he does, and then you, instead of 200, you're like, oh, okay, how about 230 or 210, you know, and you just haggle that way.
Right, right.
That's how it's supposed
to be. I'm so stupid. I bought a washer and dryer off of Kijiji, and I went to the guy's house, and I didn't even think to offer him less. I just loaded it up, paid him and left. And I'm thinking, I bet I could have got 100 off of that.
Yeah, but some of them don't. Some of them don't budge, man.
Okay. Well, then
especially
I'll
like
so
if
bad.
You roll up. You know, like the fit, usually, like me personally, I like to do it online before you meet up.
Right.
Because I hate it when I show up, I think I'm getting a price and they're like, I'll give you fucking $50 less or whatever you're
I would
asking.
Make them go home just for that lesson.
Yeah, I've done it before. I've called their bluffs and they were like, all right, here you go. But it's like, so I always like to do it beforehand.
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, like you could just not even mention prices and then when you get there, then you start talking about it.
Oh, fuck.
You know, there bring them down.
I ever tell you about when I tried to fucking sell a dirt bike on Auto Trader?
No.
Yeah, I sold my dirt bike on Auto Trader when I was a boy. But my parents did it, right? I was too young for that. I wasn't 18 or anything. And instantly, we started getting phone calls. And the first guy says, okay, I'm going to come and buy it. Okay, come and buy it. The next guy calls, and he's a prick. He's like, I want to buy it. And I could hear my stepdad tell him, listen, we already have someone coming. And they say they're going to buy it. The guy was like, well, did they buy it yet? And he's like, no, they're not here yet. But they're coming, and they said they're going to buy it. This guy, literally, his words were, well, money talks, buddy. I'm on my way. And hangs up the phone. So sure enough, the first fucking people get there. They, you know, start it, see if it runs, it's running, everything. They turn it off. They're loading it into their fucking van. And who do you think pulls in the driveway? This fucking asshole. And he gets out, and he starts in on my fucking stepdad. Like, what the fuck? I told you I was on my way and all stuff. We're like, buddy, we told you it was sold. Like, yeah. And it was a big scene in my front yard.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Well, he lost and he drove for no reason, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, people, they don't listen.
No.
Some of those guys are fucking stupid.
Yeah. I think what it probably, I can only hope that it was like, he was just a guy that maybe promised his son something and he was like really. Like,
it was sad that he couldn't get it.
That's the only thing. Who would behave like that? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
My stepdad's real passive. I would have just fucking smashed his head in.
Yeah, I thought he was going to show up and he was like at the same time and then they're like, oh, I'll give you fucking $50 more. I'll give you $100.
That would have
like,
been,
nice. Been sweet, eh?
You know what's funny? I sold that dirt bike to buy a fake leather couch.
A fake leather couch?
You know when you become a certain age, you move into your parents' basement?
Right.
Like it's like a joke?
Right.
Well, I did that. Uh-huh. So I wanted a pleather couch that was a pull-out bed so I could woo the ladies.
Whoa.
So that's why I sold that.
Cool.
I did end up losing my virginity on that couch.
Did you frame it?
In case you guys want to know.
It's at your house now, right?
You know, I held on to it for as long as I could.
Yeah.
Because it had all this memory.
Never washed once.
Yeah, but then it got ripped and shit, and I threw it away.
Yeah, that's the problem with leather, right?
It's fake leather.
Yeah, even fake leather. I guess more so with fake leather.
Yeah.
Because eventually it starts to wear, like.
I thought it was so cool with that couch, man.
Yeah, it's probably heavy as fuck, right?
Yeah.
Those Hidabed ones are heavy.
There was no...
They're still heavy as fuck.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you traded a dirt bike, which we could be rolling around now...
For a shaggin'
for a goddamn couch that we could have picked off the side of the road.
Yeah.
Too bad Kijiji wasn't around back then.
No, I know. It was free to do Auto Trader, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it is still. It might be.
No, I just mean to get a couch so you didn't have to buy a brand new couch.
True, true. Would you buy a used couch? That's like a used mattress, man.
Sure, why not, man? You clean them.
No way.
Not oh, yeah.
There could be
them.
Bed bugs in it.
Nah, you're good. You could do it.
Not me.
You go to a place and the place looks clean. Nice people.
I would do a table, a washer and dryer. I would do a lot of things, but not a couch.
Yeah. Did your girlfriend ever tell you where you got your bed?
Yeah. She lost her virginity on the bed. That's why we've never thrown it out.
Yeah.
You made me get rid of my couch. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, you can disinfect them, first of all. But you can clean them, so, like, it doesn't matter.
Hell, you could reupholster it if you want.
If you really want, like that. But it probably costs a lot to do that.
My couch downstairs has seen its wear and tear. I'm wondering if I could do that.
Do the whole couch play?
No, just...
If you wait, Boxing Day and shit... Like, they'll have, like, if you go first thing on Boxing Day to, like, the brick, they'll have, like, a good couch, like, a half-decent, like, quality couch for, like, dirt cheap, like, $200.
Shit, I just missed it.
Yeah. $300. Sometimes they have it all the time. Like, a sale like that.
Oh, shit, well.
But that's, like, the way to do it. Yeah. But I thought you had a nice couch.
I do, but it's just like I fucking spilled food on it and shit.
Right.
And it's just seen its day. There's a cigarette burn in it.
Yeah.
From not a cigarette.
Yeah.
So.
Wacky.
Yeah, so there you go. Not fucked up.
Would you get another sectional? I don't know if sectionals go on sale.
I love them.
Yeah.
That's all I ever want.
Yeah. They're fucking expensive.
Yeah, I overpaid for mine. And then like 2 weeks later, I paid $1,600 for that. And like a couple, like a month later, it was $899. And I was like, fuck.
Can I bring this one back?
I had no couch though. When I moved into the basement, which is I moved directly into the basement, I only had a mattress.
Right.
So I didn't have anything. So
yeah.
I had no furniture.
I
was in a bind. So
what about your old couch? You had it thrown out before
I think it was gone by then.
The foxy couch.
I had porno. This is back when the like video wasn't around. So what I would do is I would unzip the couch cushion and I would hide the paper of naked ladies that I would print off the computer and hide it in between, like inside the cushion of the couch.
Wow.
So it was a porno couch.
Okay.
I was that young.
So much cum hands touching that thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny, eh? Like, when we were younger, we could only get the paper porn because if anybody got a hold of a fucking VHS, they weren't giving that shit up.
No, that was their fucking prized possession.
Oh, yeah.
You could trade someone, maybe.
You get so bored. I remember having it. I'd get so bored of it. And then, like, eventually I'd get a new one, so I'd, like, save it. And then eventually go back to it. But I knew, like, every scene by heart. Pretty fast too, probably, I imagine.
Oh yeah, you know the
I can
the
still
words.
Remember them, man.
Me too. I can too.
Yeah. Like there was this one where like they were cavemen. For no reason at all. They were just fucking they're just grunted, they didn't talk.
Really?
And he saves like the girl from like a pterodactyl.
Cool.
And then and then she fucking bangs him.
I wish you
prize.
Still had that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what happened to them.
Mine was in a sale asylum where the inmate was a woman who could like manipulate you into having sex with her, like the different doctors. But once they did, they became crazy too, and they were trapped in the asylum.
Whoa. Yeah. Was it Asian?
No, it was white people.
Okay. Because there was this other porno I had. It was an Asian porn. And funny thing is, when they were having sex, they would say, Seku. They're like, Seku, Seku. So I'm guessing that means like, oh yeah, or feels good in Asian.
Oh, cool.
That's a side note. So if you ever hear me saying Saku, I don't really say it anymore. But
ever hear you yelling it upstairs?
No, I used to just say it like if I was talking to you and then it was like maybe an awkward pause or just trying to be funny, you just say I would say Saku and then walk away and then but nobody knew what I was talking about. No, they just looked at me like, what are you fucking idiot? So Saku. Anyways, what happened in it is there's these two guys. Maybe it was like a house full of guys. Not like a whole bunch, three or four. And this girl would show up at nighttime, this hot broad. She'd fuck one of the guys. And then the next day, the house found them dead.
Oh, shit.
And they were dead. And she would fuck them. And then she'd take her soul or their soul or whatever. So it kind of reminded me of your Salem port.
So what happened? It got down to one last guy and he figured it out?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he just fucked her and he died.
Oh, he fucks up the... He's like, I know it's going to happen, but she's hot.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they didn't know what happened, right? Like, she would just come to them in the middle of the night, and she was, and they were like, oh, Seku.
Oh, the men were Chinese too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. It was Asian. Oh. And subtitled.
Well, then you should know what Seku means.
Nah, it didn't say what Seku mean.
It's just its own thing, like, ooh.
Yeah, it's like a grunt.
Stupid thing.
Yeah. That's what it's gotta be.
I remember my stepdad's dad, I guess was getting old, he gave them a fucking full bag of VHSs, like a shopping bag full of them. There must have been like 20 of these VHSs. And my mom put it in her closet. Well, I found it. And obviously I fucking...
Rated that
shit.
Yeah,
we would gather around the TV, me and all my friends.
Holy shit. And take a gander?
Yeah, and we'd all watch it. We never pulled it out and jerked off.
Never circle jerked it?
Yeah, that's when I hear other guys doing that. I'm like, well,
people
we
done
never
it.
Did that.
Yeah, I've never done it. But I honestly say I never done it.
Yeah, like we used to watch pornos like a group activity. Because
really?
Yeah, because like only one guy's parents
were
gone and like everyone wanted to see it.
Yeah, no, I understand it. No, I mean, I think we watched it. I think I might have watched it like once or twice. I remember this one time, because I know for a fact we did it one time, and I was at my buddy's house, and we were watching it, and then his dad came downstairs, and he busted us, and he stole it.
Really?
Yeah, he took it.
How old were you?
I don't know, grade 8? Maybe grade 9?
Not so bad.
Yeah, but maybe he didn't want a bunch of fucking guys jerking off in his basement, true, right? True. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, maybe he like took it and he was like, oh, I shouldn't have took it. But he's a good friend of mine. I'm not going to give his name on it, yeah. But...
Oh, right, yo. His dad still has it to this day.
No, I think we went up and took it. And then, because it was like one of our buddies, so like we tried to get it back for him so he could take it back.
Okay.
So I think we went in and stole it back. We went up the stairs and stole it back when they were gone one day.
My mom was a privacy invader, man. I could never get away with having that shit on. Like, she just invaded my privacy and find it.
Oh, she went through your shit all the time?
Yeah.
I always wondered what that was like.
Well, I ever tell you, like, that time about the weed they found?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So then I was always clever, more clever than they were. So
yeah. Didn't but matter. They must have been on to you if they always searched your shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They knew I was bad.
Right, right.
Like, I used to lift up the vents and stuff my pipes and everything, like, a whole arm's length into the fucking vent. So there's no way they would find that.
Right.
So, yeah, I was pretty good.
You were like...
MacGyver, man.
Yeah, MacGyver and No Country for Old Men when he's hiding the money up
in
the vent.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
Only on the floor.
Yeah.
I wonder if I stuck my hand in my old bedroom vent if I would find anything.
Some old weed?
I should really check that out.
Could be some shit in there.
I would just stick my phone in and take a picture with the flash. I wouldn't have to get my arms full of cobwebs.
Yeah. Just turn on your flashlight in it and look in.
Yeah.
Or you got to go down quite a far.
Yeah, it'd be deep.
Yeah.
Imagine that. I'm going to do that.
Big sack of weed.
It'd still be good, probably.
Yeah, well, it's like a heating vent.
Oh, yeah, it'd be fucked.
It'd probably be like...
Dusty.
Yeah, it'd be all done. Dead, like dried up. Oh, if it was in a bag, maybe you'd be all right. Like, cause it doesn't get too hot in those things, right? Do that? Does no, it?
Not. It's at the top floor, yeah. So it's probably by the time it gets.
It'd be the weakest.
There, yeah.
Actually, it'd probably be the hottest.
Heat rises.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Get a thermometer.
Yeah.
We're gonna test this dude.
You should check it out next time you're at your old mama's house.
I will.
See what's in there.
My stepdad keeps bleeding out of his ass. I think he might be at the hospital right now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
No, I know. Something's wrong.
Like, it's been going on for a while.
Yeah, but then it got worse. Shit. He'll be fine. He's been living with this.
Yeah.
But it's just gross to hear him talk, man. Like, he'll fucking, like, have, like, the runs, but it's, like, mostly just blood.
Oh, yeah, fuck,
yeah. I'm like, dude, and this has been happening, like, since before Christmas. Like, oh, I just want to enjoy Christmas and fucking all. I'm like, dude, go.
Yeah.
And he finally went now that the holidays are.
I wonder what it is.
Oh, it's a bacteria that's in his guts.
Oh, and they can't get it.
Oh, yeah. It's like, there's a word for it. He had to stuff these giant, a hand grenade we tease him about. He has to shoot all this liquid up his ass at night and sleep with it up in there.
Start killing that bacteria.
Yeah. And swallow a big pill that's like a fucking horse tranquilizer-sized pill. But even that's not working, so.
It probably it's tough. That's probably a tough area to fucking get like antibiotics to.
Yeah.
To kill it.
Yeah.
Because it's so far down your system, right?
Next stop is cutting out a piece of it, and he'll have to have a bag attached to himself.
Forever?
Yeah.
Oh.
But he's not there yet.
Yeah, hopefully not. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, because he'll be sitting beside him and he'll just shit.
He'll stink.
Yeah.
I don't know if it stinks or not.
It's shit, right?
Yeah, but it's in a closed bag.
I know, but like, you'll just be beside him and he'll be shitting.
Didn't Elvis have a colostomy bag at the end of his life?
Did he?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I don't know. Then what's cool is there's this movie, I don't know if I talked about it, but it's called Bubba Hotep. And it's like a movie, it could be real, it could be not, like the story in the movie of Elvis. It was Elvis in an old folks home in like our time.
Okay.
And he's got to fight a mummy.
This is a movie?
Yeah. And the reason why Elvis is still alive is because he traded his life with an impersonator because he didn't want to be famous all the time. And, okay. And the whole and part of the deal when he made the trade with the Elvis impersonator was he could go back to his old life at any time. It was in the contract. But right. then that guy got addicted to drugs and died.
Oh, shit.
So nobody believed him. Yeah, okay. It was cool, man. And it's like a comedy horror movie.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it was
what
good.
A good concept.
Bubba Ho-Tep.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, Bubba Ho-Tep. Like Bubba as in like B-U-B-B-A. And then H-O, like a dash. And then Hep. Or no, Tep. T-E-P.
Why? What's that stand for?
I don't know. That's his name.
Huh?
I think that's his name as the old guy. No, like no. In the old folks home.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was a good movie, man. And it has the guy from Bruce Campbell, the guy from Evil Dead.
Who does he play?
He plays Elvis.
Oh, he's the Elvis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to watch that.
And it's cool because like he's old and he's got to use a walker and shit. So the bad guy he's facing is the mummy. So the mummy like can't walk. He's like slow and shit. He's like an old man too. So it's like two old men fighting. It's fucking awesome, man. I recommend it to anybody.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's a great movie, man.
Shit, dude. What's this new series of his, Ash?
My buddy Wazlife was telling me about it.
Yeah.
And says it's dope.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Ash versus the Evil Dead.
He said the only thing that sucks is, for legal reasons, they can't reference
the book?
Army of Darkness at all. And that says it sucks because it would be funny if they could incorporate some of those jokes in.
Yeah.
But apparently they can't.
You know what? I've never seen Army of Darkness.
That's the best movie.
Yeah.
It's good even for a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, let alone, like... Oh, probably for me, because there's,
it's
like...
It's a comedy.
It starts off, and he's transported back to the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
And he's fighting with sword and knights and shit. It's amazing.
That's how Evil Dead 2 ends. He gets transported to that area.
Yeah. And
then it's like Evil Dead
you
3.
You have to see that.
Yeah, I know. I've been meaning to see it. Maybe next Halloween, I do the 30 days again.
In my opinion, it's heads and fucking miles over the Evil Dead movies.
Yeah, it's funny how Evil Dead 1 was serious, and then Evil Dead 2 was like comedy, horror, and then this one just straight up comedy, from what I've seen on clips and shit.
Yeah, it's comedy horror.
Yeah.
It's horror genre, but it's comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
I heard some rumblings of part 2. It doesn't do that in the mornings.
Yeah, I know. That's weird, eh?
Yeah, I wonder what that is.
After long drives.
Is that what yours did? It's a breeze.
Could be. You should call him and ask him if
they
looked
yours?
At it.
Oh, you told me.
I got
it
fixed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You helped me.
Yeah, I know. I forgot. My brain, you know.
It's okay, Derek.
Yeah.
No worries. Yeah, it'd be cool to see a second Army of Darkness, but if they couldn't do it for the TV show, then, well, I'm sure the studio who owns it would be like, all right, we'll sell tickets.
Did you see Alien Apocalypse?
No.
That's not the greatest. I can lend that to you.
Yeah? Alien Apocalypse, so it's like...
Bruce Campbell.
Alien... Oh, really?
Yeah, like aliens come take over Earth. I'd have to see it again. I only seen it once.
Yeah.
Might be good.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I did see it. I don't know. A lot of movies... Like, I've seen a lot of horror movies and stuff, but I don't remember watching them. Like, is it fairly new or is it old?
It's... I think it's newer than Army of Darkness, but it's still fairly old.
Fairly old, yeah. Because, like... when I was younger, my grandpa had like the old satellite that like got all these channels like from the States and stuff. You know, the big ones that would move when you change like frequencies and shit. Like
okay.
The huge satellites on houses.
Yeah.
So he had like all the movies like HBO and so many movie channels. So he would just tape all these movies. He'd put 3 movies on a tape and he would give them to us. Like, and it would be always like horror, like
cool.
Every movie you could think of he'd give us to. So a lot of times I'd watch them, not knowing what they were, you know, and just watch them. And then, you know, that fucking 15 years ago, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
20 years ago.
That is good, though. And, like, see, you like, I'll go on Netflix, right, and I'll search for a movie forever, not know which one to pick. But if you're in a foreign country and only one or two channels has English, you're going to watch that movie. And sometimes they turn out to be great.
Yeah.
You never would have picked it if you had no choice. So that scenario where he just gives you movies and you watch them, that's the best way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think, anyway.
For sure. But then you go on Netflix, you can't find anything to watch, and you watch the same shit you've watched many times.
Yeah, a rerun.
Yeah. It's like, I'll watch it again, the same thing. I really want to see this new show, but it might not be good, and I don't feel like paying attention. I think that's what it is. You don't want to pay attention, right?
You have to focus too much on it.
Yeah, so an old movie, you're just like, whatever.
And they say they're going to film the next Guardians of the Galaxy in 8K.
Yeah. That's cool.
Fuck, man. I hadn't even seen 4K yet.
Yeah. Yeah. If you've been to a movie, yeah, I'm sure you've seen it in 4K.
All right. I have no idea.
Yeah. It's nothing really that special.
Also, that Adam Sandler movie that I said was worst is the most watched movie ever to be on Netflix.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And it's awful.
On that note, on that awfulness, goodbye, everybody. All right, everybody. That is it for episode number 59. Holy moly, that's a lot of episodes. As always, I'd like to thank www.ratherunique.ca. Go there, check out the media work. If you need anything done, message us through the site, info@ratherunique.ca. Get a quote from me and then message back saying you heard on the podcast and you'll get another 10% off, which is friggin' excellent if you ask me. If you play Xbox Live and want to play with D-Man, his gamer tag is TheGrinch54, capital T, capital G, the number 54, and no spaces. Play with me, Chris Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter, @CarpoolingPod. Follow me on Twitter, @Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and leave a comment letting the world know what you think of the show. Seriously, it will only take a few seconds and it would help out the show immensely. On behalf of Derek P. and myself, Christopher Lloyd, thank you for listening to the Carpooling Podcast, everybody. Take care. Bye.